Jesus can muzzle the chaos. So Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowds gathered around him were so large that Jesus got into a boat and set it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore and the water's edge. While sitting in the boat, he taught the large crowd many things by parables. He taught the parables of the four soils. He taught the parable of the growing seed. He taught the parable of the mustard seed. And he taught many similar parables. And after a long day, evening came. And he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. And the Bible says there were also other boats with him. And a furious squall came up and waves broke over the boat, so much so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" And in response to being awakened in question, the Bible says in verse 39 that he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And the Bible says the wind died down, and it was completely calm. And Jesus then said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" My brothers and sisters, if we are honest with ourselves, we are surrounded by chaos, aren't we? Just last night, there was chaos. The president had to be taken out of the dinner with the media because shots ringing out in the lobby. And so, my brother, our government is led by the chief director of chaos. He has shattered the notion that government exists to serve the public interest. He rejected the 140-year notion that federal employees should be chosen based on merit and experience and not on political considerations. He has dismissed the very idea that public service is a worthwhile and necessary endeavor. He has dismantled the national security apparatus. He has attacked the poor through his draconian budget cuts in order to increase military spending to $1.5 trillion. He wants to cut out social programs for the less needy and the poor amongst us. In fact, he has stated it is not possible for us to take care of daycare, Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, just so he can build a war machine that he already toots as the best in the world. Chaos. In fact, he has weaponized every part of the government against the marginalized and black and brown people in this country while making billions for his own family and those in his administration. And yet, he attempts to justify this by presenting this chaotic resemblance of an angry God who only cares about the strong, who only cares about the rich, who only cares about the powerful, and a God who goes around the world bullying and attacking other countries just because they feel like it. But I don't want you to get it twisted. The God I serve says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." He also says in Matthew 25, 44 and 45, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me." He also says in Luke 14, 13 through 14, "But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind," and he says, "you will be blessed." Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." And he also says in Luke 4, 18 through 19, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me to proclaim good news to the poor, to set the oppressed free. Chaos. Chaos in our economy. Chaos in our government. Chaos which leads to chaos in our lives. And my brothers and sisters, we even have chaos in our personal lives, don't we? Sin brought chaos into our lives. Romans 3 and 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." In fact, chaos also is known as disorder and turmoil. It first entered the world when Adam and Eve sinned, disrupting God's original order. So my brothers and sisters, I hate to burst your bubble this morning, and I hate to inform you, but the person sitting next to you has chaos in their lives. And I ain't talking about you, but the person next sitting next to you can say, he's talking about you too. Why, my brothers and sisters? It is because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here who can help me preach. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And my brothers and sisters, when you deceive yourselves, you have sinned. So when we sin and come short, it sets the stage for chaos. It sets the stage for disorder. And it sets the stage for turmoil in our lives. And I wish I had about two or three of y'all in here this morning that is willing to acknowledge that sin has created chaos, it has created disorder, and it has created turmoil in your lives. Trouble, sickness, divorce, greed, anxiety, paranoia, mental illness, and I can go on and on and on and on. And chaos in your life has created trouble and turmoil in your lives. And I don't know about you, but because your bubble may have been burst this morning for that glass house you're living in, yes, my brothers, chaos has created trouble in your lives. But there is good news in the midst of the chaos. And our text gives us hope, doesn't it? And first thing is that we are not exempt from chaos. We are not exempt from chaos. It is interesting to me that in our text, Jesus tells the disciples to let us go to the other side. And in other words, he's telling them to let's cross the sea to the other side. And in brothers and sisters, what's interesting is that in ancient Jewish thought, the sea was primarily viewed as a terrifying, chaotic, and uncontrollable force representing evil. It represented rebellion and it represented death. It represents the unruly. It represents uninformed chaos that existed before creation. So listen to me carefully. It symbolizes the limit of human power. And it represents a realm of danger, theologically speaking, that embodies evil forces that oppose God. So in other words, even though the sea represents chaos, disorder, and turmoil, Jesus nevertheless tells them to let us go across the sea. Oh, I wish I had some help in here. And my brothers and sisters, as followers of Jesus, even though you are obedient to Jesus Christ, just like disciples at times, you are not exempt from chaos. Jesus says in John 16:33 that in this world you will have trouble. You see, Jesus never promised the absence of chaos, but what he promised was his presence within it. And I get sick and tired of people going to these prosperity preachers talking about you shouldn't have no chaos in your life. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Sin is the beginning of chaos in our lives. The second point is this. Jesus has authority over physical chaos. I ain't going to be with you long. In verse 39, he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Jesus got up, rebuked the wind, spoke to the waves, "Quiet, be still." The wind died down, and it was completely calm. It is interesting because during the creation, God spoke to the waters in Genesis 1 and 9. Huh? He verbally commanded the waters to gather to let dry land appear. So the implication is that Jesus has the same authority over external chaos that God had over external chaos when he created the world. And so my brothers and sisters, he has authority over physical chaos. He also has authority over internal chaos. In verse 40, after Jesus had rebuked the wind and had said to the waves, "Quiet, be still," and it was completely calm, he turned his attention to his disciples and said, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And in verse 41, at the end, they responded, "Who is this? Who is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" It is at this moment that the internal mental anxiety and mental trouble suffered by the disciples because of their fear in the midst of the storm caused them to have a peace that surpasses all understanding. So my brothers and sisters, what I want you to understand is that the storm wasn't a sign that they had missed God's will for their life. It was the very environment where they were meant to discover God's power. And I wish I had somebody with me this morning that is wanting to discover God's power. And my brothers and sisters, that is why chaos comes. That is why when chaos shows up because of sin, because of what God allows in your life, that it is not the storm that's important. It is the discovery of God's power in the midst of the storm. And so, my brothers and sisters, Jesus gives us peace over all chaos, both external and internal. And he has the power to rebuke the wind and tell chaos in a chaotic world to be still. The Greek word for be still is phimo, which literally means to be muzzled. It is worth noting that in the midst of the storm and chaos, Jesus does not remove the waves. He rebukes the wind and muzzles the waves to complete stillness and calm by speaking to the source of the noise. You see, Jesus doesn't just manage these issues, he muzzles them and commands it to lose its power. He muzzles them to bring stillness to an otherwise chaotic situation that was terrifying his disciples. And my brothers and sisters, Christ has the power to muzzle your chaos to keep it from terrifying you. Oh, I wish I had a witness in this house. When Jesus muzzles the chaos, the result isn't just a lack of noise. It's a profound stillness where you can finally hear God's voice. In the midst of the chaos, your brain is just running from here to there to everywhere, thinking about what could happen, what cannot happen, and is relief on the way. When Christ speaks and makes it comply to being still, that is the very moment that you can hear from God. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I serve a Christ that can muzzle the chaos in my life. Is there anybody here this morning that's willing to testify that Jesus can speak, be still, and it can muzzle the chaos in your life? He can speak, be still, and muzzle the financial storms in your life. He can speak, be still, and muzzle the health crisis in your life. He can speak, be still, and muzzle the health crisis of a loved one in your life. He can speak, be still, and calm the fear in your life. He can speak, be still, and make a bad relationship into a good relationship. And my brothers and sisters, I told you I wouldn't be long. And now as I'm about to take my seat, I find comfort in Psalm 46, verses 1 through 4. Psalms 46, verses 1 through 4. It offers hope and comfort that when I'm in the midst of chaos, that God can provide internal peace through his son, Jesus Christ. It tells me that it does not matter the chaos going around me or in my life, whether it be my sickness, whether it be the sickness of a loved one, whether it be financial hardship, whether it be a crazy, corrupt, and chaotic government, whether it be a chaotic friend or family member, I can still trust and have faith that God is my refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God and a holy place where the Most High dwells. Do I have a witness in here? And when the winds of life is raging and I look up and the waves are crashing all around me, it is at that moment in the midst of my life that I can call on Jesus and say, Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the sky is overshadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lay asleep when each moment so madly is threatening or grave in the angry deep? The winds and the waves shall obey my will. Peace, be still. Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea or demons or men, whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and the earth and skies. They shall all sweetly obey my will. Peace, be still. Jesus can muzzle the chaos. And I'm finished. I told you I was going to be short. Jesus can muzzle the chaos. And I don't know about you, but I get sick and tired of hearing preachers and prophets and apostles always talking about the fact Jesus can remove everything going on in your life. No, Jesus can show his power in the midst of everything going in your life. That's what he can. And he ain't gonna take you out, but he will take you through it. That's why I don't care what's going on with my mama, my brother, my friend that died, my daughter. I know that Jesus will take me through it. Amen. Stand on your feet all over the church. Stand on your feet all over the church. You see, Jesus is the master key that unlocks the peace required for us to handle every chaotic situation in our life. And I'm glad that in Matthew 11:28, tells, he says this, come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's what he said. Amen. He didn't say some prophet that you're sending money to back over across the sea. He didn't say some prophet that's sitting up high making $30 million a year and always trying to sell you something. He said that he will give you rest. And I'm so sick and tired of people always looking to everything but Jesus. We want to run to the next prophetic ministry to see what God got to say. We want to run over here and we want to run over there. That's why I'm glad I'm in a ministry where it just services our people. Amen. We don't need to run everywhere. Jesus is right here too. He's right here. And we always running everywhere. Everywhere looking for something that you're not going to find from man. You're only going to find it through a biblical and a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And so the only, it's simple. It's simple. It's very simple, my brothers and sisters, because I've been through it. A whole lot of people in this congregation has been through it. All you have to do is believe. Huh? The Bible says you confess with your mouth and believe that Jesus raised from the dead. He says what? You shall be saved. Amen. Ain't that what he says? And when you are saved, you have access to being able to settle a chaos in your life. And that is a right relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.